chapter of the laws of Chalitza, which contain 23 halachas, dealing with when is a woman, does she fall under the category of Yibam and Chalitza, if there were many brothers, many sister-in-laws, etc. The Rambam begins, Yesh Bechol and Shalosh Mitzvahs, the laws of Yibam and Chalitza include within it three mitzvahs, Shtei mitzvahs Aseh and mitzvahs Achasleis Aseh, there are two positive mitzvahs and one negative mitzvah. Is there a partner, and these are the mitzvahs in particular. The first one is Liyabim, to perform Yibim, which in English is called Leverite marriage. And the second mitzvah is Lachleitz, to perform the Chlitza, that is both positive commandments. And the third mitzvah, Shalai Sinasi Yavam al Ishza Ashatashu Tase Rishus Hayab Me'alah, that the widow who is subject to Yibim should not marry a stranger until the person who has to perform the Yibim, the lover's claim to her, has been removed. Rishus Hayabim Nikazika. And the woman who is subject to levirate marriage is called a woman who is tied to Yibim. And that's called Zakuka Yibim. And the lover's claim, the one who has to perform the Yibim, is called Zika. So these are terms you'll find many times that the Rambam will use. Rambam begins as follows, Perek Rishon, Mitzvah 1. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, it's a positive commandment from the Torah, She Yavim Adam Eshes Achav Mi'aviv, that a man should be Mi'avim, the wife of his brother from his father, Ben Min HaNesun, Ben Min HaErisin, whether she was married to his brother only engaged or completely made a mace place there if the brother died without having any children, Shanama, because it's written in the Chumash Tavorim Chafei Pasakei, Uben Ein La Yavama Yavala. If a man dies and he does not have any children, then a husband's brother shall be come together with her and marry her. Minatera in Sarach Lakadish Yavimti. And according to the law of the Torah, it's not necessary for the lover to be Mekadesh, to be throw his the woman who he has to be Miyabim. It's not that a person, like a regular case of Kedushin, that you're going out and you're being Mekadesh a girl, so then the whole marriage is based on that which you decide to marry her. Over here, it's rather that the Torah has given him this wife from heaven. So he doesn't have to be Mekadesh al Yavala, rather he has relations with her, Uksubasa al Nikse Baila Shamais. And the Ksuba is payable out of her deceased husband's estate. Halacha Beis, Leirotza Liyabim. If the brother did not want to be Miyabim Eisha, Leirotza he, or she did not want to raise a Chelitzla, then the brother has to perform Chalitza. And then she'll be permitted to marry a stranger. And it is a separate positive commandment from the Torah to perform chlitz if they don't want to perform yibim. Shenema, for it is written in the same chapter, pasuk 9. V'cholz nalei v'mitzvah yibim kedemus l'mitzvah chlitz. It says in the chumash, and you should loosen his shoe from his foot. And you spit at the whole ceremony, which Rambam will explain later. And the Rambam says that the mitzvah of performing Yibim comes before the mitzvah of performing Chlitza. In the Gemara, it's a Machlekes. Halacha Gimel. Zeshen Embetei, this is what the Torah says of Ben Einlei, that if he dies and does not have a child, what does it mean, a child? Echer Ben Vecher Abbas. It means that either a son or a daughter, a zera ben a zera bas, or the child of the son or of the daughter. If he has any seed, a child, an off, a grandchild, then the wife does not have to perform yibum. Ubein miyishazu ben macheres, whether he'd have a child from this wife or from a different wife. So then it would exempt his wife from going through the ceremony of either chlitz or yibum. Vafilo hayele zera mamzer. Even if he had a child, but the child was a mamzer, Eved Aveda Zorah, the child served Aveda Zorah, or you could say is like a mum, he becomes like a guy, Areza Paita Sishim and Achlitzim and Yibim, nevertheless it releases his wife from both Chalitza and Yibim. Halacha Dalad, Avo, however, if he has a child, Mina Shivcho Mina Goya, if he has a child by a bondswoman or by a heathen woman, Eina Paita Sishte, then it does not exempt his wife from Yibum and Chalitza. Shezera haba min ha-shivcha avadim, because the child that is born from a shivcha remains a slave. Haba min ha-goya goy, and a child that's born from a non-Jew remains a non-Jew. Ukiilu einam, and it's as if there was no child. Hareyu eime b'shivcha. The pasuk by us, how do we know it remains a slave? Because it says by a slave, ha-ishav yildei tila dinah, that the wife and the children shall be her masters. Melamed, we learn now from there, from the pasuk in Shemais, Shevlada sa kamesa, that her offspring is like her. Ubegayu eimer, and concerning a non-Jew, it says, ki yases bincha me'achurai, that it says in Devarim 7:4, that he will turn away your son from following me by marrying non-Jews. Mesa esay, so from there, the scriptures imply, the Chumash is implying that he removes him from being regarded as a member of the congregation. If a man has a marriage with a non-Jew, so the child is not considered part of the Jewish congregation. And although his child by the bondswoman was freed, and his guy by name in a goy, or his son from the non-Jew became a convert, Areim kishar geim v'mishkom v'enim peit nasisha, they have a law like all other, their status is like all other converts or freed slaves that do not exempt, and they do not exempt his wife from yimah chlitza. Areim shayil ben min hashivcha shalei v'shichroi v'shichroi v'nisa u'meis blezeh reizet tisyam la'echov v'afapisha b'nami menu kayim shekvar shichroi. This last halacha, interesting case of if he has a child via bondswoman, together it was his shivcha, then he freed both the bondswoman and the child, and then he married the bondswoman, and after he married the bondswoman, he died without having any other children. So then this woman who is now freed has to be falls before Yibim to the brother. Why? Even though the son she had was from her husband, and the latter, the child was freed, and is still living. Nevertheless, she falls before Yibam. Halacha hei, misha meisaniach ishtei muberes. If a man dies leaving his wife pregnant, expecting a child, im apilach hameisei, say if she miscarries the child after his death, so then she falls for Yibam to the brother. Im yaldav yatsa avlad chay la'av ha'elim, if she gives birth and the child was born alive, afilu meis b'shoshen eled, even if it dies at birth, hare imei p'torim min achlitza min ayibim. So then the mother, from the law of the Torah, is exempt both from yibim and chalitza, and the Mefarshim say, even if he was born in the eighth month, being that the simanim of the child is complete, that his hair and his nails, it's a complete child, so then he parties his wife, his mother, however, according to the enactment of the scribes, the only time the mother is released from Yibam and Chalitza is that you have to be certain that the child completed its complete term of 9 months. And was born to complete 9 months. If you don't know exactly how old the child was, 7 months, 8 months, then the rules as follows. If the child lives 30 days, it is a living child, and it exempts the father's wives from Yibam and Chalit. However, if it dies within 30 days, even on the 30th day, whether it dies of illness or it fell off a roof or devoured by a lion, an anus, or is a suffix nafel suffix ben kayama, so then it is doubtful whether it was an aborted or a viable child that would live, that could have lived more longer. Tzicha chlitzim divisefim, and she needs chlitza from the enactment of the scribes of late siyam. However, even if they want, they should not perform yibim. If the deceased has any kind of brother, afilu mamza, even if the brother is a mamza, a eved aveda zara, or an idol worshipper, ben katan ben gadol, whether a minor or an adult, mishiyotze reishav rubel ava elam, that once the child's head and most of his body came out to the world. That means even if he was born, while he was born, his brother died. But if he was coming out and Moses' body came out from the mother, so then Hareza Zekik as Ishalibim. So then he forces the wife to the wife of his deceased brother to fall before him for Yibam. And like we explained in the beginning, that the Rambam will use very often this word as Zika. However, if he was not around, then the brothers do not have to perform Yibam, because only a child who was around in the world, because the Chumash says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdu, when brothers will sit together. And from that we learn out that Ad Sheyeshu Shneim Yachabeim, that they both had to be around in the world at the same time. If he had a brother, was born from a bondswoman or from a non-Jew, so then he's not considered his brother in any respect and does not impose a tie upon the deceased brother's wife. Although his birth took place in holiness, that means, let's say, she became free or became a Jew, being his conception took place out of holiness, he's not considered his brother. Brothers by the same mother are not considered brothers, only in matters regarding mourning and testimony. However, in matters of inheritance or of Yibam and Chlitza, they are considered as unrelated at all, because brotherhood only is from the father. If you have a case of a convert, heathens who became converts and slaves who became free, so although they were brothers, nevertheless they are not regarded as brothers at all. They are like strangers one to the other. And even if one of the brothers, the conception was not in holiness and his birth was in holiness, and the second one was both the conception and the birth, they are considered like strangers one to the other. Even twins, if the conception was not biktusha and they were born biktusha, they are not considered like brothers until both their conception and their birth is biktusha. Halacha test. Misha hayulei nashim rabas umeis. If a man has several wives and dies, the asech litzasa shal achas man peteres es hashar ve'en miyabim l'shtayim. So then the yibum or the chalitza of one of them releases all the other ones, and the brother who's performing Yibum cannot marry both two of them. Because it says by Chlitza that so shall be done to a person who does not want to build his brother's house. So we learn out of that that a man can build up one house of his brother, not two houses, not by marrying two wives. Same halacha applies if he has one wife and he had many brothers. Let's say he had a lot of wives, and so you might think that each brother could marry miyavim one of the wives. He says no, that one of them performs the chlitza or yibum, and one of the sister-in-laws, and this makes all the other sister-in-laws permitted to strangers. Halacha yud, hayibivamis eluk sheis lekunas. If some of the sister-in-laws are eligible to marry a kohen and some are not, then the halacha is as follows. If the brother who's performing yibum is going to do yibum, so then he could do it to whichever one. He could marry whichever one he wants. If there were many wives. If he's performing chlitza, yachlitz, upsula, then he should perform chlitza on the wife who was anyways not kosher for kuna, kadesha yisla sakshe lakuna bachlitza, because he should not render the woman who is eligible to kuna, and almana is eligible to kuna, however chlitza would make her ineligible. So therefore, he should not perform chlitza with her, rather with one of them who is not kosher for kun anyways. Halacha yudalf, meis ulei achim rabim, v'nafel nishaseim afanav, if several brothers die and their wives fall to yibim to in front of him, a few wives from a few different brothers, imashlei yabim es kulam yabim. So if it's possible for the surviving brother to be miyabim all of them, then he should do it. V'imlav, if not, chelitz kulin, if he wants, he can perform chlitza by all of them. A chelitz l'misha yitzmem, umyabim l'misha yitzah, achas mikol bayis u'bayis. Or if he wants, he could take his choice and having some of them perform chlitza and marrying the others. However, it could only be one from each household. Halacha yud beis, hakenis es yivimte, if the lover marries his sister-in-law, so then her co-wives become forbidden to him and to the other brothers. And if he or one of his brothers has relations with the lady's co-wife, so then he has transgressed a positive commandment, which is the Chumash says that the brother's husband shall be with her. We learn now with her, but not with her and her co-wife. And a negative commandment deduced from a positive commandment has the same force of a positive commandment. The same halacha applies likewise if the lover submits to chalitza to his sister-in-law. So then it says, so then the woman who the chlitza was performed with and all her co-wives become forbidden to him and to all the other brothers. And all of these become prohibited by the authority of the scribal law as forbidden relatives of the second degree, which we have explained in Hilchos Ishus. There's a Suri Lavan, there's a Suri Yaseh, there's Shnius. Sheme'acha shemeis echav b'lei vlad. Because once the deceased brother died without any children, Nistalik Issa Eva may al kol nashav, so then all his wives lose the status of forbidden relatives of the first degree. Therefore, they're all, if he would marry them, Kedushin would be tapas. Like we explained earlier, that by Shnius, although you should not marry, if you would marry, Kedushin would be Tefis. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hachelitz liyavimte, if the lover submits to chalitza by his sister-in-law, so then kishem shehi asur alav, just like she is then forbidden to him, kach krei v'sar asur asalav kagein imer bita. So also her relatives are forbidden to him, for example, her mother and daughter. And similarly, she is forbidden to his son or to his brother. Even if you have a case of relatives of second degree, like the Rambam gives example, Kagain Bas Bita, her daughter's daughter's daughter, and also the reversely, she is forbidden to the son of the son of his son. The general rule is as follows. Harei ki isha shagisha, if somebody performs chalitza, that woman is like a woman who he divorced. The same halacha applies if she dies while she was still under the lever tied to the brother. So then the brother was supposed to perform yibim is forbidden on her relatives as if it was his wife, and she died while being married to him. V'chol asurin eilu midivrim, all these asurin are midivrei seifim, umut adam lisa aches tzores chalutzos v'shakar v'sar. A man, however, may marry the sister or the other relatives of the co-wife of his sister-in-law who was subjected to chalitza. Halacha yudalit. Asa liyavim lisa kreva zukase. A lover is forbidden to marry any relative of the woman who is under a lover tied to him. Kagain, for example, Ima, the mother, Ebita, or the daughter, Ad sheyibim echad Unless one of his brothers would marry her, submit to chlitza by her, and thus remove that tie from her. He himself, if he would perform chlitza, the Rambam just said he couldn't marry the mother or daughter anyways. But if the brother would perform it, then he'd be permitted. Then he'd be able to marry the mother, the daughter, or any other relative. Although they are all relatives are forbidden on the brother who performed the chlitza yibam, like we just explained in the previous halacha. Halacha tesova. What happens if the lover consummates the marriage with the yivama and then he divorces her? If he wants to take her back, he can take her back. Because she has a status of his wife to all matters, and just like anyone who divorces a woman, if she didn't remarry somebody else in between, he can marry her back. She's not subject to any prohibition whatsoever, whether by the standpoint of the Torah or by the decrees of the scribes, on account of her having been his brother's wife. Halacha Tazayin. Kvar biyarnu bihilchos ishus. We have already explained in the laws of ishus, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, sheben tisha shana v'yei mecher biyasa biya, that a man from the age of 9 years and 1 day, so then his intercourse is considered a intercourse. However, before that, it's considered nothing. V'davaz halacha mipi kabbalah, and this was a rule that was handed down from tradition. Afikach, therefore, yavim katan shabal yivimte, if a minor brother performed the yibum, and we explained before that as long as the brother was born, even if he was only born at the same time that his brother died, there's a zika yibum. So if he performed yibum, ima yaben tisha shan v'yei mechad yekayim. If he was 9 years and 1 day when he performed it, so then he retains her as his wife. However, he cannot perform chlitza until he reached adulthood, 13, and he was checked. If he brought some money to her, shari ish kasa b'parshalin yechlitza, because concerning chlitza, it says in the Chumash the word ish. The pasuk being in 25:7, it says v'mle yachpata ish lekachas es yivimtei, then you perform chlitza. So it says the word ish. So from that you learn out he has to be an adult. If he was less than 9 years and 1 day when he performed yibim, ein biyasa biya, his intercourse is not considered a biya. But biya ben teisha shanim ein akeinah kinyan gamer, and the intercourse of a male of 9 years, and you have to add the thing of 1 day, which, like he said, 9 years before, 9 years and 1 day, is not a complete marital acquisition. Lefikach ein yivim tein niteres. Therefore, this woman who is performing Gibram with will never be permitted to another man until this man who performed Gibram will have intercourse with her again after he reached the age of 13 when he became a gadol, or until she has performed Chlitza, as will be explained in the further halachas in Perek Hei, halacha Chaf Aleph. Halacha Yud Zayin. Chena Yivama Ktana. The same halacha applies with a minor sister-in-law. Imrata Yavim Liyavim Esam Yavim. If the brother-in-law wants to be Miyavim, he can. Avol Enech Eletzes Achetag V'Tibodik. However, he cannot perform chlitz with her until she becomes an adult and is checked if she brought Simonim. Afilu Nivla Acha Yud Beis Shana Enech Eletzes Achetibodik V'Yimtzu Bar Simonim. And even if he had intercourse with her after she reached the age of 12, so then she cannot perform chlitz until she was examined and found to have the tokens of adulthood. Because we're afraid that at the time when they had intercourse after she was 12, maybe then she did not have simanim. So therefore, you have to have simanim. You have to check to make sure she has simanim. Halacha yudches. Kashem sheni yavim chelitz ad shiyasa is just like man cannot perform chlitza until he reached adulthood. So also the woman cannot perform chlitz until she reached adulthood. V'yavim katan shabal yavam ktana yidilu zemze. If the yavim was a minor, had intercourse with his sister-in-law, who was also a minor, so then they kept together until they reached the age of adulthood. Together they stayed. Halacha yutas. Hayavam leitaseam leitachot zachitamten tishim yeh mechutz miyeh mamisim yeh meyivim yeh mechlitze kishay kol nashim. A Yavama should neither have Yibum nor Chlitz until she waits 90 days besides the day of the death of her husband, the day of the Yibum or the Chlitza, like all other women, like we explained in the last perek of the laws of, in her perek Yidalef of the laws of Gerushin. So the Rambam is asking as follows. I understand why she can't perform Yibum within 9 days, because you won't know whose child it is. Why can't she perform Chlitza within 90 days? Because such a woman is not fit to have Yibum, even if the husband would want. V'nema, and the Pasuk says, that when do you perform Yibum, v'mle yach batzish, l'kacha sesivimta v'chol tzanale. If the brother does not want to take his brother's wife, then she shall loosen his shoe and the whole process of chlitza. So what, from that we learn out, be'eshi ela liyibim ela chlitza, that only if he wanted to perform yibim and he didn't, then you perform chlitza. So only a woman who is fit for yibim is fit for chlitza. Chosman she'ena ela liyibim ena ela chlitza. However, if she's not fit for yibim, she's not fit for chlitza. And being within 90 days, you can't perform yibim because you wouldn't know whose child it is. So if he can't perform chlitzim, yivim esar cholitz b'teich hashesh hachadashim, and if he performed chlitz or yivim within the 90 days, although he was not allowed to, heil veinim uberes, hareza nifter veinim tzricha klum. So if she's not pregnant, so she's exempt, and she does not need anything more. Halacha chaf. Hacheletz yivim, if a brother performed chlitzah with his yivama, within 3 months, v'nimtzes muberes v'yalden, we couldn't recognize that she was pregnant. Then we find out later on she's pregnant, she had a child. Yimayivlad shel kayama, so if the child lives, harezek mishalei nechletz ameyelim, it's as if the chlitza was never performed with this woman, because really she wasn't subject neither to yibum, neither to chlitza, because she has a child from her first husband. And although we said before chlitza makes a woman forbidden to kuna, but this woman is permitted because it's as if nothing happened, the man who performed chlitza is permitted in her relatives. And if she miscarries, or if the child did not live 30 days after it was born, and we did not know if it was a child that was born to 9 months, because like he explained before in Halacha Hey, that if it was born with after complete 9 months, then even if it died within 30 days, the mother is potter from chlitza or from yibum. Then he goes and again performs chlitza with her or him or one of his brothers. Shachlitza samubes ain't a chlitza, ubiya samubes ain't a yibum. Because chalitza that is performed by a pregnant woman is invalid, and intercourse with a pregnant woman does not affect levirate marriage. Halacha chafav. Lefikach therefore, kenis ha'echelitz levim tamubes. If the lever consummates the marriage with his pregnant sister-in-law or submits to chalitza with her, leisinosit tserasa achatelet zu, so then her co-wife cannot remarry until the child is born. Although we said that chlitza yibum of one of them partners the other one, but over here it's considered nothing. Although we know she's expecting, the child cannot make anything permitted until it emerges into the world. If the lover consummates the marriage with his sister-in-law and then she's subsequently found to be pregnant, so what do you do? You separate them. And you wait the necessary period of time. If she miscarries, so then then they resume the marriage. Vim yalda, if the child dies, afilu meis b'yem shenelet, even if the child dies on the day it was born, providing that the simanim of the child were complete, that the hair and the nails were complete, so then we say, even if it dies on the day it was born, he has to release her with a get, and even though we don't know if it was a complete 9-month child, and they perform schlitzavachakachtimutaslachem, and then she'll be permitted to other men. The reason why in this case she needs both chlitza and a get is she needs a get because of the intercourse that they had together, which made her like a married woman. And she needs chlitza because midivrei seifim, such a child is not exempt the mother from chlitza and yibum, as was explained previously in halacha hay. Then the Rambam says, in the skim of blood, if the child lived 30 days after it was born, is considered a child, a viable child that would live, and she does not need any get at all from her husband, because she's a forbidden relative to him, and if Kedushin is not tafis by her Erva. Last halach in this parak, if 6 months after marriage she gives birth, after she performed Yibum, after she had Yibum she gives birth, Vlad Shal Kayama, a child that lives, Hareza Vlad Safik and Ben Natish Rishon, A Ben Shiv Lachen, we're in doubt if this is a 9-month old child and it was from the first husband, or if it's a 7-month child and it's from the second husband, Lafikach Yetzi Beget Vlad Kasha. Therefore, the second husband, the one who performed Yibum, has to release her with a get, and the child is kosher. Then Baala Acha Sheyolda, and if he had intercourse with her after she gave birth to this child, Habonim Sheyavayu Acha Sopik Mamzerim, the subsequent children would be considered Mamzerim Misafik. The reasoning of this halach is as follows, that the doubt is if it's 9 months old is the first one, if it's 7 months it's the second one. Although it was born after 6 months, because when we say 7-month child, it doesn't mean a complete 7 month, but rather a woman who gives birth to a child 7 months could even be 6 months and a day or two. Then the next part of the halacha, therefore she has a get and not chalitza like in the previous case where you perform both chalitza and get. Why? Because if she is the wife of the first, if the child from the first husband, then she's not a woman who shayach b'chal to Yibum or Chlitza. However, she has to have a get because maybe it's the second husband, maybe the 7th month child is from the second husband. The Yibum was done correctly. She's like his wife in all matters, so therefore she needs a get. The child is kosher whichever way. If it's the first husband's, it's a kosher child. If it's the second husband's, it's a kosher child. However, the children that would be born afterwards are Safek Mamzerim, because maybe the first child was the first husband's wife, first husband's child, so then his wife was Asita's brother, so then the other children that would be born from the second brother afterwards would be Safek Mamzerim.